It's Not Just You with Stacy and Lynn, a safe place to talk about issues and life, especially the things most people don't want to discuss. Now, here are your hosts, Stacy DeFord and Lynn Montemare on Empower Radio.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm Stacy DeFord.
And I'm Lynn Montemare.
And today we're talking about something very timely, what to do with those pandemic holiday plans.
Ugh,
so here in Michigan, yesterday, our governor just implemented some new restrictions.
Yeah.
And one of them I found very funny.
I did too. The way it was worded and everything.
Yes, it was like only if you're going to have Thanksgiving, like limit the number of people. And well, the one I'm talking about, sorry, I don't mean to mess up here, but she said over the next 3 weeks,
yes,
which is how long these things are in place, it said you should choose one other household to interact with.
Yes.
And all I could think was choose wisely.
Yes.
Because what if you end up hating each other by the end of week one and then you've got 2 weeks to go and you can't switch?
I thought that's so crazy to say that. Like, I would just prefer her to not say that at all. Like, just don't interact with people, you know, because how really can you choose one household? What does that even mean?
I don't know, but I just thought it was hilarious.
Well, because plus, like, for example, I know my dad would be like, no households mixing with me. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And I'm sure a lot of other people would be like, no households mixing with me. And because then you have to worry too about like the people that come in and out of the house that you know what I mean? Like, so for example, and this is a crazy example, but
okay,
my son lives with 11 other guys.
Well, yes.
So, and they've shut down, you know, all high schools and colleges,
yeah,
and everything. So now they're all going to be stuck there. But unfortunately, they all don't live like by the rules,
yeah,
as closely as everyone should, as I'm sure many college students, not just the 11 my son is with.
You're right. I mean, that's been part of the problem.
So if they all choose one household, like let's say four of them have a girlfriend and they're like, well, I'm only going to their sorority house, right? And then they come back to the house. That's what none of them's going to say like, okay, only X can see his girlfriend.
Well, I think they mean your household should as a household choose
one. I do know what you, yes,
yeah,
I get it. I'm just saying this.
But that's not going to happen.
No.
Well, no, and that's why we're going to see those numbers not,
yeah,
go down because,
yeah,
because they can't be adults about it.
Right.
That is part of being a college student.
But what does that even mean? Like going to their house or like, what if I were to see you on a Thursday? Are you my household?
Yeah. Like
if I just saw you, like, you know,
I think she's saying like, you know, I think she's trying to differentiate it. This is just my interpretation, that she's trying to differentiate it from the shelter in place we had in the spring where,
mm-hmm,
you were like, don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Only go out for necessities.
Yeah.
It was like, we don't want people getting depressed and being alone. So if you know, so like if I'm in my house,
yeah,
and my family's there and we know of another family that we're friends with and we know they're all healthy, we can all interact with each other. They can come to our house and we can go to their house, but that's
See that, but I guess like I am more of a fan of like a very specific rule. Like just like,
I know,
you know what I'm saying? Like just don't go at all for 3 weeks then. And I know everyone would be like, I don't want to do that either. But like I'm saying, it's not even wise because the household I would probably pick for the holidays would be like my dad to come to my house, but they don't want to do that because they're older.
Well,
I don't even want to risk anything for the holidays.
I think that's for the next 3 weeks.
No, but I'm saying like I'm not even going to have people in my house.
Oh, no.
For 3 weeks anyways. But for the holidays,
yeah,
I probably would.
Oh, I see what you're
have,
saying.
Have like a family member in my house.
Yes.
But my dad's already like, nobody's coming in. I'm not going out. We're like, that's it.
Yeah.
So I kind of, you know, feel bad for that because obviously every Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Has been like, so now there's just going to be.
So, yeah. So my daughter's coming home and she had. At first, when my daughter would come home from college, I've hosted Thanksgiving for decades.
Yeah.
And she got quite used to it. And then there was one year where both her cousins were in college out of state. And so for them to travel home and then travel to our house, it was like we just had a much smaller Thanksgiving. And my daughter was very disappointed. She's like, I come home. I want to see everybody. And I'm like, I know, but they, you know, they've already traveled.
Yeah.
They don't want to travel more. So, you know, I understand she likes the big family things. She looks forward to it. And so I was kind of wondering, what am I going to tell her? And this was even before the numbers started going up and all this, because I'm like, I'm not sure about this. And then she called me and said, I'm flying home and I want to see you guys, but I don't want to be responsible for getting my grandparents sick.
Right.
Or my nieces and nephews sick, you know, her cousin's children. Like, she's like, I don't want, and I'm like, I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Yeah.
Because we do want her to come home and we do want to see her, but we don't want to if she inadvertently gets it from an airplane.
Right, so she's basically your household.
She is my household.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. That you'll be seeing because she's coming from a different house.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just very confusing. So now you'll have just your immediate family.
Just the four of us.
Yep. Yeah.
I know. Doesn't it seem weird?
Yeah.
Like, I'm used to a full house
Me
at
too.
Thanksgiving. Like,
me too. Last year alone, we had to fry 3 turkeys.
Okay, that's hilarious.
And by the way, I'm saying that like so cool. Like, we fried 3 turkeys. We never fried a turkey before last year.
So we
weren't that family that ever did. But I always heard these people say, oh my God, it's amazing. It tastes so awesome and it goes so fast.
Okay, wait. Let me ask this question then. Did you have to fry 3 to get it right? Like the first 2
No.
didn't work?
No.
Oh, okay.
It fried because of how many people were there. And it turned out amazing. And they like take an hour. And by the way, the extra added bonus is it frees up all your oven space for everything else. It was, I mean, I was scared because some of these things, they make it, you know, like things like pressure cookers scare me because people act like, you know.
They could
like
explode
in like nails and, you know, what's it called?
Shrapnel.
Shrapnel comes out. And
like
it's going to be ugly. So pressure cooking scares me. The frying of the turkey scared me because if you put it in and it's like even, I guess, a little bit wet or something. Yeah, Remy's like shaking his head. Yeah.
So I know somebody who tried it with a still frozen turkey. Whoops, Daisy.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
And it explodes and hot oil everywhere. It's a disaster.
Thank you. Well, see.
See, I decided 1 year to cook the turkey on the grill and it did catch fire.
Well, that's interesting. How would you, the outdoor grill?
Yeah.
So you put a turkey on the grill.
Well, it was in a pan on the grill.
Okay.
Like, yeah, when you shut the grill,
you shut the grill.
But somehow it caught fire.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, last year? One of the last couple years when I didn't have enough oven space, or did we not have power? I'm trying to remember. There's been a lot of issues.
Right.
I did cook a pumpkin pie on the grill.
Wow.
Well, I had partially cooked the pie. No, and I was cooking. I had partially cooked the pie and then I needed the oven for the turkey and something else. There just wasn't any more room. And I'm like, I got to finish this pie though. Because, again, my daughter, that's the one thing she loves and looks forward to is the pumpkin pie. So I'm like, I'm just going to put it on the grill. It's kind of like an oven. Came out really good.
Oh, nice. And this is getting a little bit off topic, but I have a question, speaking of baking and things catching on fire. If anyone can answer
and
this.
And I can answer it.
I was thinking maybe hearing these stories, you might have the answer to it. But, like, so I think parchment paper is, like, an incredible mystery, right? You put parchment paper.
Love parchment paper.
How come sometimes it catches on fire in my oven?
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had it catch on fire.
I've had it do that twice. Now, what I'm thinking is, and what I've been trying to prevent, because it recently happened, is if there was a little overlay on the pan, could that be it? I mean, I just thought the paper wasn't, this type of paper shouldn't catch fire.
It shouldn't, I don't think.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like it didn't, it was a little bit bigger than the pan.
Yeah.
So it was hanging off the edges a little bit.
So it probably touched the metal rack.
Oh, sorry.
And that might have done it.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm wondering. So now I'm constantly, now I just thought of something. I was using the trimming motion with my hands.
Yeah,
I should trim the paper. But instead, the other night, I folded it, and then set the thing on top of it so it wouldn't go over. Lap the pan. But yeah, I had it catch fire twice. So what I used to, like, I loved parchment paper and now I'm like afraid of it.
Are you buying cheap imitation parchment
paper?
No,
I don't think so. Is there imitation parchment paper?
I don't know.
Use the wax paper instead.
Oh my gosh. See, that could be something I would do, but
or
no.
Freezer paper?
No, it's parchment paper. But
anyways, I've never had it catch fire.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to go home and do some research.
And ruin the stuff.
I'm going to have to go home and do some research now
ruined
on parchment
what I was
paper.
Cooking.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah. Because it just burnt up the whole thing.
I've had a glass casserole dish explode because
it
was too hot.
Seen that.
Yep.
Yeah.
The oven didn't have a good temperature setting on it. And so you'd set it to one thing and it would go way above that. And just exploded.
Speaking of like how pressure cookers are, I did that with a glass. I made brownies and then I took the brownies right from the oven and put them on a cold, what do you call, glass oven top.
Oh, no.
You know? And I walked to grab the phone and it literally sounded like I was on the set of Homeland. I mean, I had no idea what had just happened. And I walked in there and there was brownies and glass everywhere in my kitchen.
It's like a gunshot. It's scary.
It was crazy. Yeah.
It is like a gunshot. It is scary.
But anyway, so I've already had made the decision earlier since my dad said he wasn't doing anything that just one of my brothers will be coming over.
Okay. So there's your family.
There'll be five of us. Yep.
Yes. There's your
my household.
Your household. That's the word I was trying. Why was I thinking network?
There's your network of one.
I know. Well, but speaking of pandemic holiday plans, one thing I know, and I wanted to throw this out there.
Yeah.
So when my daughter, of course, when she came home from college, she would always go out Wednesday night, which has become, even when I was in college, that was a big going out night.
Big bar night.
Yeah. And now that she's living out of state, she still comes home and goes out with her friends. Usually ends up staying the night at one of their places.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's not going to happen this year. Well, we had bought the patio heater.
Yeah.
So I told her, hey, you can't go out. But we can, if you have just a few friends, we've got the fire pit and the patio heater. We can recreate your little bar scene.
Yeah.
And we'll leave you alone. And she's like, oh, that sounds great. So I think she's inviting two friends.
Oh, that's good.
So they can keep distant.
Yeah.
And it'll be warm enough out there, no matter what the temperature is. That thing gets really warm. And, I'll mix them up a pitcher of drinks and make them some food. But I was like, I want her to be able to see her friends. And so I was like racking my brain, like, what can we do? I love her friends, don't really want them in my house.
Sure. Because you can't have more than one household.
Exactly. Yeah. So this was when we thought of this even before more restrictions went in place.
It's like if you can check in. But you can't check out.
I know. Like once they come in, they have to stay.
Yes, exactly. It's like American Horror Story. Right behind them, you shut the door and you're like,
so you live here now.
Yes.
Welcome.
It's time to get creative with solutions like that.
Yeah.
And throughout this whole pandemic, I've had a couple of friends who were, really cautious and didn't go out much, but they wanted to see their friends. And so they'd have little driveway bonfire, social mm-hmm. distancing outdoors and stuff. And everybody's been safe and protective, still wearing masks when we're, within a few feet of each other and mm-hmm. stuff. But it felt safe and it was fun.
Yeah.
And I've done that minimally and have kept testing negative. So I think it must have worked. But so I normally get together with my neighbor girls and, this summer when we got together, it was spread out. We each brought our own drinks and snacks instead of communal stuff.
Oh, yeah. That's smart.
One of us supplying it. Yeah. And we, kept it shorter.
Yeah.
A shorter duration. And
I would love to see when, every friend shows up with their own snacks.
I know, right?
Of course, you're going to have the one person that just brought celery sticks and salsa. And then, I'm like, so I've got the buffalo chicken dip and artichoke jam.
And my one neighbor, I'm not going to mention her name, but she's hilarious. She's addicted to that mix from Target, the snack mix.
Gargetto or Jargetto?
I don't know. It's kind of spicy and it's got all the little nuts
and sesame sticks.
Stuff.
Oh, yeah.
She is addicted to it.
Yeah.
In fact, when she watered my plants for me when we were out of town, I just bought her a big tub of that.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's nice.
She always has that. Like, I knew what she would have.
I mean, that's fun. I never thought about everyone bring your own, food. And
yeah.
That's just so.
Well, because we were trying to be safe.
Yeah.
And one of us has health issues, mm-hmm. concerns. And it's like, no, nobody wants to contribute to anybody else getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we all want everybody to be healthy.
Right.
So we can do this again. So,
right.
Yeah, we were like, okay, this is what we're going to do.
But then I think now that it's going to be such a small group that I'm going to try a bunch of different things.
I think that's what we're going to do.
Yeah. I'm just going to make we got this recipe or this cookbook recently. And they make these recipes that are like and people say they do this fancy but easier.
Mm-hmm.
But they really do. Like they do hacks and stuff that, and they're like, I swear to God, unless your guest is a food critic,
uh-huh.
they're never going to know the difference. And one of them is, that I'm going to try is basically they use, like, one of the things is they use instant potatoes a lot for stuff.
Ooh.
And they said that they use the Idahoan brand or something, and okay. no one ever tells the difference. So you use two packages of this and then like canned pumpkin.
With the potatoes?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
I think, but the way they
don't mess with the potatoes.
No. Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, I'm going to make two. Okay. That's why I'm saying, because it's smaller. It's not like I'm going to have a.
Does that kind of make them like sweet potatoes?
They said that it's like the best like pumpkin spice latte kind of tasting thing you'll ever have. I don't know how they described it, but they made it sound like really delicious.
Okay. We're
and
gonna,
it seems super simple.
You're going to have to post.
Oh, I will.
On the show's Facebook page how all these dishes.
Well, we made one last night and it was good and easy. And my husband made beignets from their book, and it was, they were like from the bakery.
Wow.
Like, I love beignets. I've made them before.
It was like, what so the heck? And they looked like perfect. You could take a picture of them. It was like so good. But yeah, they make all these things like super easy with like little like hack stuff. And
oh, see, my daughter is a foodie.
Yeah.
As is her boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
who will be with his family. And my son has started cooking.
Yes.
So I feel like next week when she's home, it's going to be like my son and I last week made flatbread for the first time.
I was thinking, because I know he likes to make pizzas and stuff.
Yeah.
You should make like a turkey themed flatbread.
Ooh.
Well, yeah.
I know. I mean, he found a recipe that said it was like Olga's flatbread, and it really wasn't, but it was good flatbread. So we're like, oh.
I thought you meant like a flatbread pizza.
No, we didn't make flatbread. We just made flatbread, and then we used it all week, like for sandwiches or whatever.
What's flatbread? Am I crazy?
Like pita bread.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. How was it?
It was really good.
Really?
And we had a great time.
I do love Olga's bread.
I know. He thought he had found a dupe recipe,
yeah.
and it wasn't.
No.
So now I've got to find one.
I swear, as long as I've been alive, there's been like that
dupe thing.
Yes.
Yes.
And it just seemed at the time too difficult for me to try when I can just go up and buy a piece of Olga's. But because it might be dangerous for me to learn how to make that.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I know. I was kind of hoping it wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'll make this all the time.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
If it's easy and good.
Yes.
Well, another thing. So my daughter is in Minnesota and they just had stricter restrictions put in place.
Okay.
They were told they can only be with two other households or something like that. And so this was Saturday, and she had a big, they do this every year, all her friends out there.
Yeah.
She has a lot of friends. A lot of kids go out there because Target headquarters is out there and a lot mm-hmm. of companies that call on them. So they do a big Friendsgiving every year,
mm-hmm.
like huge. Well, they got their orders and they were like, okay, cut it in half. So half of them went to one house and half of them went to another,
oh,
which
that's
I thought,
good.
How responsible. I don't know if
yeah.
I, in my early 20s, if I would have been that responsible.
I don't know in my early decades now I'm in that I'm that responsible.
I was like.
Trying to be.
So impressed. But she made a green bean recipe for that. And I said, well, if it turns out you're making it at home.
What was it?
I don't know. It's from a cookbook that she, and I have a copy of it. I could look it up. I just haven't had time.
Oh, because I always do the famous green bean cast, you know, with the fried onions.
The little onions
mushroom.
On top.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cream mushroom soup.
Yeah.
I think this is like a fancy version.
Oh,
of
okay. See, yeah. She's going like the one, I'm going one end of the spectrum. She's going
the
other.
That's the
yeah.
thing. Like she does that. And she said something about anchovies. And I'm like, oh, I actually bought fancy anchovies. Why? I have no idea.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, good.
What aisle are those even in? Fish?
I ordered them.
Oh, of course you did. Yeah. I just ordered something fancy. I have a, I'm sure I'm not the only one. I'm positive I'm not the only one. But as soon as I hear about something, like I order it on Amazon.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge problem / addiction. I don't know. But it's so immediate.
What else is there to do these
I
days?
I know. So someone told me, and I'm sure you have it, but someone told me they're making this dinner. And then at the end, they just sprinkled on a little bit of truffle salt. And it made the, and I go, truffle salt?
She's like, I'm writing down.
It's a game changer, she told me. So I immediately went on Amazon, and it's already at my house now.
Oh, I'm going to order some of that.
Mm-hmm. Truffle salt. So another thing, one of my friends has been worried about having his father over, who's really elderly.
Yeah.
But also, if he doesn't, then he's going to be by himself.
Yeah, that's a dilemma.
Yeah. So he talked to some people, and they gave, like, before this even happened, because we had talked about this last week, he can definitely have it where, you know, obviously they wear masks the whole time
yeah.
before they eat. Second, when they do eat, they have enough space so that they can be far enough apart. Mm-hmm. Okay. And the other thing is that one of his friends told him to get a couple fans to have air constantly circulating.
Yes.
And that is the thing that I think he then said, you know what, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm going to do that. I'm going to get the fans, get the air circulating, set us apart, wear masks the whole time we're there. But if it's not that, then his dad's alone all day on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay. So little sidebar here, and we didn't discuss this on our last podcast when we talked about, whenever it airs, the one about me being an extra in the movie.
Yes.
So there was a huge article in yesterday's newspaper about Steven Soderbergh and why he chose to come here. And he worked with Wayne State Health, and they were amazing. And I was an extra down at Cadillac Place that was the day, the biggest amount of extras. So the biggest amount of crew, the most people on the set. And it was freezing in there because all the doors were open and they had fans blowing air through. And the head doctor from Wayne State that Soderbergh was working with came and spoke to all of us and said, this is why we're doing this. And it was like, oh, okay. So I can be cold and keep my coat on indoors or whatever. But so obviously if the doctors are telling people to do that, your friend is on the right track.
Yeah. Okay,
and so
good.
If anybody's thinking about, you know, having elderly people mm-hmm. over, open your windows, have fans, you know, have blankets and heaters.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Get a heated blanket.
Yes.
For your grandma or grandpa, yeah. You know, make sure they're warm, but that way you can have them over with fresh air circulating.
Now, I'm wondering if you make food for somebody, you take it over, like, is that a good, okay thing to do, or is that not good?
I think this is what I would say, because we know, you know, we know that it's mostly travels through airborne, through
yeah.
particles. Mm-hmm. It's not surfaces as much unless you touch it on a surface and then touch your face. So we do know that. However, if you're making food, you might be talking or.
See, that's what I'm worried about. Like, so if I make, because, you know, every year I make tons of pumpkin bread,
okay,
right?
But if you're going to do it, if you wear a mask.
Okay.
Like, I would say if you wear a mask while you're preparing the food,
mm-hmm.
I would feel comfortable taking it.
Okay.
If you let me know you wore a mask.
Okay.
And maybe that's, if you want to give gifts of food this year, here's
yes.
a little tip.
Yep.
And whoever makes these, you know, you can have the idea. You're welcome. The little note cards that go on it should be shaped like little masks.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
how cute.
Like a little mask. Like, this was prepared.
With a mask.
By somebody
yep.
who wore a mask. You know, please enjoy. And I would feel comfortable with that.
Okay.
Would you, like, if I gave you my shortbread mm-hmm. and told you the whole time I was cooking it, I wore a mask, would you feel comfortable eating it?
Yeah, I guess this goes to also how well I know the person.
True.
Because I was thinking, like, oh, I make this pumpkin bread every year and give it out. Should I give it to, you know, my new neighbors who just moved in? But then I thought, you know, new neighbors, they might be like, it's coming. You made this. I don't think so.
I think this year you stick with those of us who are looking forward to your pumpkin bread.
Yeah, okay, just stick with them.
Stick
okay.
with those of us who are expecting
okay,
it.
Okay, and
not,
wear
not
a mask.
Not expecting it, but hoping for
okay,
it.
Okay, and wear.
And you know what? That's good. I'm going to do that because I make shortbread every year.
Yes.
And so I'm going to wear my mask when I make the shortbread too. Because
okay.
that does seem like, even if you think you're being safe, that's just one more added.
And I think that's another thing, though. So if you do have an elderly relative or a couple that, and mm-hmm. You can't all get together, I guess if you wear a mask and you prepare the food safe, you could still take it to them. Because that's what something I was worried about.
Yeah.
Like, if I take it, am I still basically, is it the same that I was with them? But if I tell them I had a mask on the whole time, and even where I even have, like, some gloves, you know, that I can wear for certain preparation of the food.
Yeah.
And keep it as sanitary as possible.
Yeah, we have plastic gloves,
because what's
too.
The difference if I make it or, like,
okay,
Outback Steakhouse or whoever might.
My son works at a pizza place, and he has to wear a mask and gloves.
There you go.
And that's what.
Okay.
That's
and people are ordering pizza.
Exactly.
From strangers.
From strangers.
That I don't even know.
Yeah. So I would say it's safe. I mean, if somebody knows differently, please let us
yes.
know. Like, please comment on our social media.
Like, if there's something. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, on our Facebook page, it's not just you can find us, or Twitter or Instagram. But again, that's what my son does, and he's in food preparation.
Yeah.
So it has to be safe.
I think so, too.
So yeah. So take. If you're going to prepare food, take cues from the people who are doing it professionally.
Yes.
And wear gloves and a mask.
And also, even though it might be tiring, and I know it's been out there, but, you know, Zoom people that you
yes.
normally call, phone call, not just these texts.
Yeah.
You have a little extra time. We're not prepping for 25 people this year, you know, call, Zoom, spend some time because it can get lonely. But I know that like my mother-in-law gets, you know, her phone calls are her thing that, you know, keep her.
I was wondering about her when I heard the announcement. I thought, oh no.
Yeah. I'm not sure yet what we're going to do.
Well, again, we'd love to hear what your pandemic holiday plans are. Hopefully we've given you some ideas. We'd love to know what you're doing. Again, find us on our social media. You can find our website, stacyandlynnpodcast.com, and that'll direct you to everything. And happy holidays, everybody. See you soon.